Shalom Aleichem, everybody. In the last FMM, we discussed the Pais, the lottery that takes place in the Beis HaMikdash every single morning, a number of times, four times to be exact, to determine who among that day's eligible Kohanim will do certain avodos in the Beis HaMikdash. We spoke about the first Pais, the first lottery, to determine who would perform Trumas HaDeshen, removing the ashes from the top of the Mizbeach. And today I would like to take a very short break from our discussion of what happens on a regular day in the Beis HaMikdash. Of course, no day is regular in the Beis HaMikdash. Today, I would like to discuss briefly the fascinating and tragic history of the Pais, of the lottery. The Mishnah in Maseches Yoma, Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph, and the Gemara in Maseches Yoma tell us that originally the Pais was only used in rare cases to decide who would perform the Trumas HaDeshen, again, the first avoda of the day. It was used for the other avodos, but for the first avoda of the day, the Pais was used only in rare cases. For this first avoda of the day, the Kohanim had to wake up very early to figure out who would perform Trumas HaDeshen. So there was a fear that if the Kohanim had to submit to a lottery so early in the morning, their chances of winning the lottery were slim, and so the Kohanim would just sleep a little later and not even partake in the lottery. Therefore, the Mishnah says that initially the Memuna, the supervisor, just announced, whoever wants to perform Trumas HaDeshen, go perform Trumas HaDeshen. In other words, anyone who wanted to wake up early and perform Trumas HaDeshen would be allowed to, because that would reflect their real zrizus, their eagerness, and their enthusiasm to partake in this avoda. And the Mishnah continues and says that if there were a number of Kohanim, too many Kohanim, who wanted to remove the ashes from the Mizbeach, then there was another way to see who was enthusiastic, who really wanted to do this first avoda so early in the morning. There was a race. Yes, a race. The Kohanim were told to run up the ramp of the outer Mizbeach, and whoever got close to the top first was Zoche to perform Trumas HaDeshen that morning. In the future, we will, Yemach Hashem, speak a lot about the outer Mizbeach and the other Kelim in the Beis HaMikdash, but very briefly, the ramp of the outer Mizbeach, the inner Mizbeach did not have a ramp, the ramp of the outer Mizbeach is called the Kevesh, and it was 32 amos long, somewhere between 48 and 64 feet. And again, this is all how it was originally done. On a morning when too many Kohanim wanted to perform Trumas HaDeshen, all of the Kohanim who wanted would race up the Kevesh of the Mizbeach, and whoever was the first to get within four amos of the top, that person, that Kohen, would be Zoche to do Trumas HaDeshen. And if two or more Kohanim got there at the same time, then all of the Kohanim would do the Pais. Then they would do the lottery. That is how it worked originally. However, the Gemara in Maseches Yoma Daf Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph says that competition once led to tragedy. The Gemara says that once two Kohanim were running neck and neck up the ramp of the Mizbeach, and one of them took a knife and stabbed the other Kohen, Rachman Litzlan. He was so wrapped up in winning that he actually stabbed the other Kohen. And the Gemara says that Rabbi Tzadok, one of the early Tanaim in the Mishnah, Rabbi Tzadok got up and gave everybody musar, harsh musar, about how terrible this was, how this was a complete perversion of what Hashem really and truly wants. And everybody, the Gemara says, everybody burst into tears. However, the story's not over. The Gemara says that the father of the Kohen who was stabbed ran to his son and saw that he was still alive. He was convulsing. And the father said, Harehu kaparaschem, may my son's death be an atonement for everyone. And then the father said, the boy's still alive. Take out the knife from his body now, so that the knife not become tameh. If it's in his body when he dies, then it'll become tameh. But if you take out the knife now, it won't become tameh. And the Gemara says that this is another example of the absolute inverted priorities that the Kohanim had. They were more concerned with Tuma and Tara than they were about murder. It's an absolutely shocking story. And then the Gemara and the Mishnah in Maseches Yoma Perek Beis Mishnah Beis say that everyone thought that this was an isolated incident, and therefore they could continue with the competition of running up the ramp to see who would do Trumas HaDeshen. However, the Mishnah says that a similar incident happened again. Two Kohanim were running up the ramp, and one Kohen, in his excitement to get to the top, pushed off another Kohen from the top of the Mizbeach, and that Kohen fell and broke his leg. The Mizbeach is 10 amos high. It's 15 to 20 feet tall. So everyone realized that they had to abolish the race to the top of the Mizbeach, and the Zechus to perform Trumas HaDeshen would only be performed from then on. It would only be performed through the Pais, through the lottery, as described in yesterday's FMM. And that is the interesting and tragic history of the Pais. Next time, God willing, we will continue with the Avoda of the Korban Tamid. In the meantime, have an amazing day, and Amir Tz Hashem, I will see you next time at the Mikdash.